All right, time now for more trivia. It's Tuesday morning, and...
What is it? It's time for...
Rock and Roll Tuesday. Trivia with Freddie Kiger, always brought to you by The Forest at Duke. Go to forestduke.org and find out what they're doing. And don't forget that May 17th at DPAC, Carol Burnett will be there. The audience will ask questions, and it's all sponsored by The Forest at Duke, which I think is really, really cool.
So it's like a question and answer kind of thing?
I think so, yeah. And everybody loves Carol Burnett.
I wonder if they'll show clips and stuff.
Yeah, that would be really interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Anyway, go to forestduke.org and find out more.
Hey, well, today we're doing top 10 hits.
Okay.
Top 10 hits.
I'm on it.
You ready?
Yeah. You going to hand me a record?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
All right. I'm not looking at it.
I know. I
got
to find the daggum thing. Okay. Oh, here it is. I laid it in the chair.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
Yeah.
Show me. Yeah. Flip.
Flip it. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
The year.
On turntable.
1991.
Ooh.
You got it? No. The year is 1991.
Okay.
Name the song and the group.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should get Nikki Morse involved in this, since she does the 90s with Nikki in the Noon Hour. So,
well,
she'd know it right away.
If she misses this, she needs to. That'd be bad.
All right.
It's a pretty one. I mean, most people are going to jump all over this. So
okay.
hope you got us on the speed file. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245. And you can win a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, where you're...
good to go. Name, song, group.
Happy people laughing.
Hey, we're all shiny, happy people around here. R.E.M.
Correct.
Yeah, good song.
It is a good song. Sometimes kinda, I used to think, you take...
Kind of different from most of the stuff they did.
Take yourself too seriously, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Lighten up.
Yeah, I read...
And this song was kind of, you know, lighten up.
I read somewhere Michael Stipe said that he got criticized when they did that song because it was too... It was like
poppy.
Too commercial. It was like they were trying to create a hit, and it was different from most of their stuff.
Yeah, but it was catchy.
Yeah, sure.
It was catchy. And the tune peaked at number 10.
Yeah.
And they got some help from another person from another group that shared the same hometown as them, Athens, Georgia, because the female vocalist that sang with him on Shiny Happy People, Kate Pearson of the B-52s.
That's right. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah. A little Athens love.
Thank you very much, Freddie. And trivia this morning, Rock and Roll Tuesday, has been brought to you by The Forest at Duke, a community where people of retirement age never stop growing, asking, imagining, and are always keeping life interesting and something to look forward to every day.
Sounds good.